This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill in for Kai Rizdahl. When it comes to health insurance premiums, signs suggest 2017 could be pretty rough, particularly for the 12 million people who buy coverage on the public exchanges. Already, insurers in Virginia have proposed rate hikes from 9% to 37%. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports next year is shaping up to be a big test for both insurers and consumers.
In the small universe that is health insurance, this year should be pretty nice for the men and women who predict how much insurers have to pay out in claims.
Actuaries across the country will be able to sleep better at night for 2017.
John Bertko is chief actuary for the exchange Covered California. He says that's because after 3 years, actuaries finally have enough information to more accurately forecast what they need to make a profit. More sick people than expected and exploding drug prices drive the prediction that most premiums will go up from 5% into the teens. Another reason, though, says the Kaiser Family Foundation's Larry Levitt, is that insurers are losing a $4 billion subsidy called reinsurance. That helps cover the cost for the most expensive consumers.
The reinsurance money has allowed premiums this year in ACA plans to be about 5% lower than they would have been if that subsidy didn't exist.
Higher premiums will certainly mean more tax dollars to help cover the cost of subsidizing coverage. But MIT economist John Gruber says individual consumers might not get whacked as much as you'd think. Gruber says 4 out of 10 people are shopping for the best deals.
What's exciting is people are paying attention. Competition's working. We took a market that was disorganized, where people had no idea what they were buying, where they just stuck with outdated products for many years. And we've put them in an environment where they're taking it seriously.
With so many people hunting around for those good deals, it actually puts pressure on the insurers. John Bertko says insurers, at least in the most competitive places, are fighting for market share.
Once a year, we play musical chairs to get down to the lowest or second lowest cost plan in a region. The plans are all incredibly aware of that and try their hardest.
Bertko says the stakes are high. If an insurer ends up with one of the most competitive bids, they stand to attract some of those people who this year will likely see a sharp premium spike. That is what you call an opportunity. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.